It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a Wisconsin appeals court is allowing a lawsuit against a gun sales website to move forward. We'll talk to a legal columnist about the story coming up next. First, President Trump's pick to be the next Secretary of State appears to be headed for confirmation this week, but the path to get there may be a bit unusual. If approved by the full Senate, CIA Director Mike Pompeo would succeed Rex Tillerson, who was fired last month. Before that happens, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will vote on whether to recommend Pompeo for the post, and that vote is expected this evening. The panel is made up of 11 Republicans and 10 Democrats. All 10 Democrats have signaled they'll vote against him, and so has Republican Senator Rand Paul. Paul said during Pompeo's confirmation hearing a couple weeks ago that Pompeo may be too much of a hawk.
Your president said it very clearly. He says that the Iraq War was the single worst decision ever made. So once again, I'm concerned that you won't be supporting the president, that you will be influencing him in a way that I think his inclinations are actually better than many of his advisors, that the Iraq War was a mistake, that we need to come home from Afghanistan. He was against being involved in Syria at many times in his career.
President Trump has said he's confident Paul would support Pompeo. Last time the Foreign Relations Committee gave the thumbs down to a Secretary of State nominee was back in 1925. Even if it gives Pompeo an unfavorable recommendation, Senate Republican leaders say they'll still bring him up for a floor vote later this week. And with three Democrats now coming out in support of Pompeo, his confirmation appears to be on track. Niels Lesniewski is a senior Senate reporter at Roll Call. Niels, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, if the full Senate's probably going to approve Pompeo eventually, how big a deal is today's Foreign Relations Committee vote?
Well, the reality is that the Foreign Relations Committee vote looks like it's going to be a peculiar historical footnote. Shortly before coming on the phone and joining your audience, I was looking at some newsreel footage, which, if we're saying it's newsreel footage, gives you a sense of how old it probably was, from the 1945 confirmation hearings of Henry Wallace, who had been FDR's vice president, but who was then obviously sidelined and basically moved to become Secretary of Commerce. That's the last time we had a cabinet secretary who got an unfavorable review from a committee, ultimately confirmed on the floor of the Senate. So you've got to go back to 1945 before we've had anything even remotely similar to this.
What are some of the things people are raising as objections? We heard there Senator Rand Paul, the one Republican on this committee who would vote against him. What are we hearing from Democrats?
In fact, the criticism that Senator Paul had of Pompeo was probably not all that different from some of the substance with which the Democrats have difficulty with the nominee, because they, too, tend to be more skeptical of U.S. intervention, particularly in the Middle East. But the other thing about Pompeo, some of which dates to his time as a member of the House of Representatives, there are some issues in his record that at least the Democrats see as related to views on LGBT issues and some other sort of civil rights-related matters, I guess you could say. So there's sort of a hodgepodge of issues. But what's interesting is we are seeing a number of Democrats, both on and off the Foreign Relations Committee, who actually voted to confirm Pompeo to be Director of Central Intelligence's current job, who are going to be voting against him to be the Secretary of State. So there is an interesting juxtaposition there.
Let's focus in on this committee and the procedural side of things for a moment. As I understand it, the committee has a few options. They could say, we recommend Pompeo, which looks like they're not going to. They're going to say, we don't like him, but we're passing him on for a vote for the full Senate anyway. They could, potentially they could say, we're not even going to forward him to the Senate floor. But that's a potential, but it looks like it's not going to happen, right?
Yeah, that looks like the least likely scenario I shouldn't say that. The scenario that looks like it's going to happen is the one where he gets a not favorable recommendation. if there had been, or if the Democrats on the committee had decided they basically didn't want Pompeo confirmed at all, we could have had a procedural situation where later in the week, Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, the Republican from Kentucky, sort of dragged the Senate through a series of procedural votes to discharge the nomination out of the Foreign Relations Committee. Ultimately, he probably would be able to do that. And so that might be part of the reason why it looks like they're going to go the unfavorable route here, because it's sort of a fait accompli. It's just a matter of what method you choose to get there.
Now, the White House, of course, this is their nominee. They want this thing to go through. They'd prefer the favorable vote from the committee. Here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News this morning with a message for Democrats.
We certainly hope that some members will change their minds. Look, at some point, Democrats have to decide whether they love this country more than they hate this president. And they have to decide that they want to put the safety and the security and the diplomacy of our country ahead of their own political games. And we're very hopeful that they will.
Couple things there. The line, Democrats have to decide whether they love this country more than they hate this president. Niels, that's gotten some reaction, kind of strong words there.
Yeah, it certainly has gotten some reaction. You know, one of the things that Pompeo has said, I think, during his confirmation hearings and elsewhere, was that he had served in the military, basically patrolling in Germany when the country was still split in half during the Cold War. And so that he sort of understands the important role of diplomacy and of the diplomatic corps. And so that's one of the things that he's used to try and win support. But to what the White House press secretary was saying this morning, you know, that's the kind of thing that when you hear it around the Capitol, senators seem more likely usually to retreat to their usual quarters when they are accused of being having people question their patriotism. You're more likely to get people to sort of harden their positions than to come over to your side.
Talking to Niels Lesniewski, senior Senate reporter at Roll Call, looking at Mike Pompeo's confirmation proceedings going on today, a key committee vote expected soon. And Niels, to the other point that Sarah Sanders is making there, the White House wants a Secretary of State in place, a lot of diplomatic stuff going on, especially trying to organize this meeting with the leader of North Korea, and we heard that Pompeo had had a secret meeting with him already. How is that playing out as people talk about this confirmation?
People are really split on the question of what Pompeo was doing in North Korea. Generally speaking, it's the familiar partisan lines, although there are some Democrats who have said that his being there has effectively improved his standing in terms of the Senate, in terms of getting through to confirmation to be Secretary of State. But there are others, and this probably is highlighted the most by Bob Menendez, the ranking Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, the senator from New Jersey, who basically came away from the public reporting of the visit to North Korea having some consternation that he was never told about it, even in a private meeting with the Secretary of State nominee. This was clearly held very close to the vest. I've heard very, very few members, perhaps a few on the intelligence committees in the House and the Senate may have known. But by and large, I think that the bigger problem for Pompeo with his visit to North Korea wasn't actually the visit to North Korea. It was the questions about congressional notification.
Niels, before we run out of time, you also wrote on a wider note when it comes to confirmation hearings, along with the increased partisanship in Congress we've seen in a lot of issues, these confirmations in the Senate, the partisan divisions appear to be stronger than they were maybe not that long ago. What's going on?
Well, yeah, that's the other thing that's happening this week that certainly won't get nearly as many headlines. But on Wednesday, the Rules and Administration Committee in the Senate, which is basically the group that oversees internal operations of everything from what plays out on the floor of the Senate and how the rules of the Senate work to the food service and the police and everything else. They're going to have a meeting where they're going to be looking at cutting down the number of hours that are allowed to debate various nominations from, say, 30 hours to 8 or 10. And so this is probably going to be a partisan debate, but the Republicans have grown increasingly frustrated with the number of days that they're having to burn up to confirm even more innocuous or lower-level nominations than, say, a Secretary of State.
And Harry Reid, when he was Senate Majority Leader, had run into similar trouble and expedited the approval process for some judges in his time there, right?
That's right. They certainly cut down the voting thresholds when Reid was the Majority Leader. And they also had reached a bipartisan agreement back in 2013 that cut down the nomination debate time substantially, but that expired at the end of that Congress. James Lankford, who's a Republican senator from Oklahoma, is leading the effort to basically bring back that arrangement, but for various reasons, it's not winning the same bipartisan support that it actually did in 2013.
We'll leave it there for now. Niels, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Niels Lesniewski, senior Senate reporter at Roll Call. We talked with him about the confirmation process for Mike Pompeo, currently CIA director, and President Trump's nominee as his next Secretary of State. Coming up, a Wisconsin appeals court is taking the unusual step of allowing a liability lawsuit against an online gun sales website. We'll have more on the story coming up here on Central Time.